Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood called "Deepfake Fraud Could Destroy Your Business Overnight."
And that title is not an overstatement. I read this one and had a cold sweat moment where you think, we are just not ready for this.
Right. So let's get into it. The article opens with some numbers that genuinely stop you in your tracks. Deepfake fraud has surged 1,740% in North America. Not a typo, 1,740%.
And the UAE's Cybersecurity Council logged 128 major AI-backed incidents in a single year. 1 year. That is not a trend on the horizon. That is already happening.
And here is the signal that tells you the money has taken this seriously. Resemble AI, one of the leading companies building deepfake detection tools, raised $13 million in a funding round backed by Sony and Google.
That is investors seeing real losses on the other side and betting on countermeasures. That is not venture capital chasing hype. That is defensive infrastructure being built right now.
Exactly. Now, the article's core argument is this. The cybersecurity you have right now was built for a completely different kind of attack. Firewalls, antivirus, multi-factor authentication, all valuable. None of them stop a deepfake of your voice calling your finance team and authorizing a transfer.
Which is terrifying, because that scenario is not hypothetical. Brett walks through a real-world pattern in the article. A business owner's head of finance, someone who had been there 15 years, apparently authorized a large six-figure payment to an overseas supplier.
Except she never did. A criminal had pulled a few minutes of her voice from a company all-hands video published online, cloned her voice, spoofed her number, called the bank's automated authorization system. Money gone.
And the source material was a video the company had published themselves, a perfectly normal internal communications video. Nothing suspicious about putting it out.
Brett makes that point explicitly. Podcasts, all-hands recordings, conference videos, LinkedIn content, all of it is potential training data for a voice or face clone. You need to know what is out there about you and your team.
So what do you actually do about it? Because I can imagine a lot of business owners listening to this thinking, okay, this is serious, but where do I even start?
The article gets specific here, which is what makes it worth reading. The first control Brett flags is multi-person authorization. No single person should be able to approve a significant payment based on a phone call, email, or video call alone, regardless of who appears to be asking.
And that includes the CEO. Brett describes a scenario where a finance director gets a video call that looks and sounds exactly like the CEO. Visually convincing, behaviorally consistent. The caller says there is no time to go through normal channels, urgent wire transfer, and the finance director complies.
Because why wouldn't you? It looks and sounds like your boss.
This is where the no urgency rule comes in. Brett is direct about it. Any request that relies on urgency, that asks you to skip normal process, treat it as a red flag, not a reason to move faster. The second thing is multi-channel confirmation. The verification has to come through an independent channel, not a reply to the same email thread, not a call back to the number that just called you. And the third one I thought was clever in its simplicity, a pre-agreed code word for your finance team, established in person, never written into any digital system, changed quarterly. Your team uses it to authenticate any out-of-process payment request.
It sounds like something from a spy film. Brett acknowledges that, but his point is this is the operational standard the current threat environment actually demands. The article also makes clear that SMEs are the primary target, not the big corporations. The UAE Cybersecurity Council specifically noted that small and medium businesses are being targeted because they are the softest targets. Criminals are rational actors. They go where the defenses are weakest. Trust-based organizations, which describes most SMEs, are particularly exposed because employees are more likely to act on a direct request from a senior leader without escalating it.
And Brett's point is that is not a character flaw. That is how healthy organizations operate. The criminals know it, and they exploit it.
Which is why process has to do the work that personal judgment alone cannot.
So, if there's one thing a listener should do this week,
audit your financial authorization process today. Find every point where a single person can approve a significant payment based on a call, an email, or a video alone. regardless of who appears to be asking. And that includes the CEO. Brett describes a scenario where a finance director gets a video call that looks and sounds exactly like the CEO. Visually convincing, behaviorally consistent. The poller says there is no time to go through normal channels. Urgent wire transfer. And the finance director complies. Because why wouldn't you? It looks and sounds like your boss. This is where the no urgency rule comes in. Brett is direct about it. Any request that relies on urgency, that asks you to skip normal process, treat it as a red flag, not a reason to move faster. The second thing is multi-channel confirmation. The verification has to come through an independent channel, not a reply to the same email thread, not a call back to the number that just called you. And the third one I thought was clever in its simplicity, a pre-agreed code word for your finance team, established in person, never written into any digital system, change quarterly. Your team uses it to authenticate any out-of-process payment request. It sounds like something from a spy film. Brett acknowledges that, but his point is this is the operational standard the current threat environment actually demands. The article also makes clear that SMEs are the primary target, not the big corporations. The UAE Cybersecurity Council specifically noted that small and medium businesses are being targeted because they are the softest targets. Criminals are rational actors. They go where the defenses are weakest. Trust-based organizations, which describes most SMEs, are particularly exposed because it is more likely to act on a direct request to receive your video without escalating. The question is, that's how it should be. That's the